Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So when we come in this morning, we being me and Sean.
I was here.
He comes into the studio. Well, this is a little bit before you guys.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not much, but just a little bit, right. Okay? Sean comes into the studio, and I just got here, to be honest with you, but he had been searching through some stuff, and one of the first things he said to me was this: Beach, I got to tell you, things are slow today. I've looked through our prep. I've looked through the news articles. I've looked through everything, and there's just nothing out there. Sean, is that not what you said to me?
Yep.
That's what I said.
Nothing's happening.
You said it was a boring, lame day?
The world is boring.
Really?
The world is
It's Friday.
Nothing going on.
Yeah.
Sean, let me read you the list that I've been able to compile.
Wait, can I just say, before you start, so you know what a producer does, right?
Oh, yeah.
So producers for TV shows, radio shows, if there's no content available in the world, they find content. That's what they produce a show. Producing a show means creating a show, giving a show out there, putting it out there. And that's they find like different actors maybe to interview. They find different people to talk to. Yeah. You know, they create content.
Oh, create. Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to point that out. Sean, here's my list, okay?
Go.
One Direction reunites.
Oh,
huge story.
Awesome.
That is huge. Jamie found that.
Huge.
When she got here, after you'd already been here, okay? Broncos win. Coached saved. You didn't even bring that up.
Well, you just blew that off.
That's a huge.
Coach isn't saved yet.
But he was saved last night.
Oh, okay.
So that is huge. And we're all so stoked that the Broncos won.
Ski slopes. They open up today. Hey, Basin opens today. Loveland opens tomorrow. Big story.
That's a big deal.
People, right.
Crap.
But BJ found that.
Alice in Winterland. Tickets go on sale today.
Today
to the public for One Republic.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
Mega Millions. Drawing is tonight.
Tonight! For $1 billion. Tonight!
It's tonight?
Powerball tomorrow night. Almost a $500 million.
Tomorrow night!
Oh my gosh. I'm writing this down.
This is an exciting day, Sean.
One of the biggest days in history happening right now.
Just roll through it without us commenting. All right, do it again.
One Direction reunites. Broncos win. Coach is saved. A Basin opens today. Loveland for tomorrow. Alice in Winterland. Tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock for One Republic. Mega Millions is worth $900 million. Approaching $1 billion. Powerball drawing tomorrow night. $450 million. Almost a $500 million.
Wow.
How'd you not know? I mean, this is crazy.
My mind is fired up.
Yeah. Blown.
I am riled up now.
This is crazy.
The blood is pumping.
All right, so now you see it.
This is a great day.
Get to producing.
I'm on it.
Get on it. Come on, buddy.
I'm going to find something hot. Oh, I'm going to find something hot. You wait.
Well, he's jumping up and down.
I feel like he's going to have a grabber. He just jumped up and down. My God, now you can't even breathe.
Speaking of rich, with these big drawings, Mega Millions approaching $1 billion. I think it's going to hit $1 billion before the drawing tonight.
I do too.
You're approaching $500 million in the Powerball. Got something I want to bring up about you, Jamie.
What's that, BJ Harris?
A couple of days ago, a real good friend came into the studio. You remember that?
Skip?
Yep.
I love Skip.
Skipper.
Skip was like my big, big boss when I first started Alice. I love that guy.
He's been in here a few times to see us and visit.
He's the one that kicked me to the curb, not in a bad way. He said, listen, you need to get out of this town and go to L.A.
Yeah.
He did. He really did.
Go ahead. Hit the road, man. Yeah. Make some money. Yeah. Get out there. Come on.
That's why I love Skip so much.
All right. So Skip comes into the studio. Somehow, with the Powerball and the Mega Millions, somehow, and you guys were talking about Skip being on a yacht or something, went to this big party.
Skip has done well in his life, and he did really well with the stock market, and so he goes to Florida for a couple of months.
Somehow, the phrase, Any, you got any millionaire friends that are single?
Well,
somehow that came up.
I'll tell you how it came up, because they were talking about that big, huge boat they were on. Remember?
Right, right. The yacht.
The yacht. And I said, oh, and you and I looked at each other and we go, well, yeah, that's something we'll never know.
Yeah.
And I go, and I just said it jokingly because BJ and I will never know the feeling of being on a yacht. Right. I said, yeah. I think we should all charter a big yacht. All of us together. Everybody get together and charter a huge yacht, like on that Below Deck TV show.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, do you have any millionaire friends? And then he looked at Tyler, who is his business partner. And she said, what about, I don't know, whatever name she said. And then Skip looked at her and she goes, that'll be perfect. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, my God. You've never seen Jamie grab a pen so fast.
Like, wait, what?
Because she still doesn't use her phone to write things down. But she reached for a pen.
And a paper.
Hey, anybody got a pen? Mine doesn't work. Anybody got a pen? She went into a panic.
I need a pen and paper.
Grabbed a piece of paper. Again, you can use your phone for
right,
this.
Right,
you know,
right,
most
right.
people do. But she writes down the name. Immediately after Skip leaves the studio, she goes on a millionaire manhunt. She is online. Sean, she hit every site you can go to do background checks, to search for somebody.
Yep.
Missing persons.
Yeah.
She found people that's been dead for 2 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And then by the next day, I never heard another peep.
Oh, right.
Not another word.
Right. Huh. Yeah.
So I'm kind of... What happened?
Right.
Okay. So Tyler and Skip say this name, and it's like Kumblada or something. Kumblada Blada.
Yeah, it was.
It was a weird name.
It was a different name.
Yeah,
it was a millionaire's name. It was.
So they said it was Kumblada Blada or something like that. So I wrote Kumblada Blada down. Well, three different people came up under that name.
Right.
One is a convict.
Okay, that's not good.
Right.
That's not him.
Right. One is 90.
Well,
I don't.
Could be, I guess.
I'd be
90 and be very, very rich.
And the other one's 24.
That's it?
Yeah, those are under the Kumblada Blada name. Those are my three. Convict, 80-something, and 24.
So this hasn't come back up because the name he gave you, you've not been able to find this person?
Well, yeah, or these three people are not my picks in life.
Oh.
I'd
say of those three, the 90-year-old's probably the closest.
Yeah,
that would make the cut.
I know.
This is crazy. I thought for sure you would find this guy, be able to message him.
No, I didn't want to offend Skippy by saying, "Hey, is this dude like 90?" You know, I didn't want to offend him. Like maybe it's his friend or something. I mean, Skip isn't even close to that age. Obviously, he's close to my age. But I thought, is he trying to set me up with a 90-year-old? Because that's offensive.
Yeah, but when did you ever become concerned about being offensive?
No, I meant it was offensive.
I'm offending someone.
No, it was offensive of Skip to try to hook me up with a 90-year-old.
Oh, I
so
see.
I didn't want to call him and like flip out on him because he's like a brother from another mother.
Man, I was hoping for gold here.
Yeah,
I mean,
I was hoping
the jackpot.
Hey, look at me. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know since Wednesday. This happened on Wednesday late in the show. Mm. And I know since then you've not said a word.
Yeah.
And I literally woke up last night and I thought, what happened to the millionaire?
Yeah.
Well, where's the millionaire?
Nope.
Because I got a feeling if he comes into Jamie's life, I'm going to be able to, kind of sidekick my way into a few goodies.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple of parties here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got an old car he doesn't want that's worth, $50,000.
Exactly.
He gives it to me.
Yeah. I mean, really, really rich people just start like, I don't want it. You can have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, instead, I'm going to the movies with Okie Dokie tonight.
Ooh.
Boy.
That's rich.
Jeez.
Stop.
What do they call that?
Stop.
Penthouse to the...
Hey! House. Hey. We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. We're going to go see a movie. We're going as friends, and we are cool.
Yep. I saw you order the tickets.
Oh, my God. This is why I can't talk about stuff.
What?
This is why
what did I say? Did I not see you order tickets yesterday for A Star Is Born?
I didn't end up ordering
them.
I didn't end up ordering them because I was like, I don't know which showtime you want to go to. And so we were like, I don't know. Let's play by ear. So I didn't order them. I just looked at the times. Looked at the showtimes.
I can't believe I bring up this millionaire manhunt.
Listen, who doesn't love Okie Dokie?
And then look where we are now.
He's a fantastic man. Going to the movies with him. He treated me right all those years.
You know what I had?
What?
High hopes.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.